We're getting close to spring, and that means a lot of people may be thinking about building or adding. And I'm very fortunate to have Miranda Adams, who is the Environmental Director with Southern 7 Health Department, on the show today. Miranda, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your septic program and what you want people to know about it, especially if they're building a new home?
If you are building a new home, the septic system should not be the last thing that you're thinking about. It should also not be the first thing that goes into the ground, but it needs to be considered in the planning and development stages. And if you're not sure what your options are, or you know what exactly you want to put in the ground, or what you're able to put in the ground where you live, call us and we will help you with any questions that you have.
That is so wonderful. I will get that number and get the contact info from you in just a bit. But what all goes into getting a septic system installed?
First, you need to contact a licensed septic installer or the health department and try to have at least some sort of idea in mind about what kind of system you're wanting, whether it be an aeration or a traditional septic tank with laterals. And like I said a minute ago, you know, if you're not sure what your options are, call us and we can tell you what the options are and how to go about kind of deciding which one you want to go forward with. Aeration systems are very popular right now with surface discharging. And in most cases, they run a little bit cheaper than traditional septic tanks with laterals. And we actually have a list that we can provide of licensed contractors that work in our 7 counties and their phone numbers. That way, you know, homeowners have a list to go off of, and rather than trying to find somebody on Google or, you know, in the phone book or something like that. And then the licensed installers will talk to you or come out to your site and kind of get an idea of the layout and maybe, you know, give you some, narrow down your options based on where you live. And then, you know, if you want a system where the discharge is kept underground rather than on top of the ground, you'll be required to have a soil site evaluation done. That's required for any type of system that discharges under the ground. And we also have contact information for those individuals that conduct those types of testing. And then based on the results from that test, that will determine whether or not you can have a system where it discharges under the ground, or if you'll be forced to have it discharged on the surface.
We're talking this morning with Miranda Adams, Environmental Director for Southern 7 Health Department. You guys offer a lot of services. Tell me a little bit about your water program and the water sampling that you do.
So the water program, we inspect water wells as they're being constructed. And there's also a permit for that, but it's usually filled out by the well driller. And then for water sampling, we sample for coliform and E. coli bacteria at elevated levels. Those can cause gastrointestinal illnesses. And they can even affect pets and animals also. And then lenders now also require any home with a well to be sampled before the loan closes. They usually require a third party to take that sample. So if we do have to come out and sample the well, the fee for the well sampling is a little bit higher than if you were to sample it yourself. And one thing to keep in mind is if you are purchasing a new home or selling your home and there's a loan involved, that you need to get the water sample ahead of time, because if it does come back with any bacteria, you'll have to disinfect the well, and then we have to wait an additional 2 weeks before we can sample it. We can also only sample on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays, so that can kind of delay closing if you wait too close to closing before you decide to sample your well. And there's a zero tolerance for either bacteria, so even if the amount that comes back is small and the current residents in the home are not experiencing any illnesses, the well will still have to be disinfected before another sample can be taken.
Do you also do inspections for food establishments?
Probably the largest program that we work out of. And for food establishment inspections, we inspect existing establishments like mom and pop restaurants, you know, McDonald's, schools, nursing homes, hospitals. But we also inspect temporary establishments, which are, you know, the mobile units or the stands that set up at festivals or events.
Miranda, if somebody wants to get a hold of you about any of these programs or if they have any questions, what's the best possible way to do that?
Yep. So they can call our office at 618-634-2297, and my direct extension is 114.